This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and we are from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Our address is 2865 Brighton Street, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you want to give us a call or contact us, give me a call at 561-718-2361. And we are about ready to go into our motto. And our motto is, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I love saying that because I let the enemy know that he is on notice.
He's defeated.
I let him know that nothing he can do to take this joy.
Yes.
Because this joy that the world didn't give it to me.
Yes, yes.
This joy that I have, I got it from the Lord. And whatever the Lord give me is mine and can't nobody take it. Our morning services start at 10 o'clock for our Sunday school. Our morning worship start at 11 o'clock. We have Bible study on Wednesday night at 7:30. And if you want to come out and join us on our Bible study, give me a call and we'll make arrangements to come pick you up and so that you can be come in and do and share with the bread. Amen. We sit down to the table and we break the bread.
For those that don't have a ride, we want to mention that. Those of you that do have a ride, please join us.
Yes.
Those that do not have a ride, you can call us and we will be glad to pick you up. We do have a church van.
Amen. And if you just can't make it, give us a call and we would be more than happy to come to your home and share the word of God with you. I know a lot of pastors don't do that now. Everybody want everybody to come to church. But sometimes people just can't come to church because of their work or because of their time. But if you just want a word of God, give us a call. And I'll get our team. We'll come into your home. We'll share the word with you. And we'll break the bread of life so that you may have life. Amen. So we got to start thinking out of the box. It's no longer in the four walls, but we'll be more than happy to come to your home and we'll share the word of God with you. And if you need prayer, we'll come to your home and we'll pray with you. Amen. We'll touch and agree with what we are need to be done and to building up the kingdom of God. Oh, amen. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we truly will be glad in it. Because I know that God is doing something in somebody's life right now. I know that he was making a movement. I know that he is touching somebody right now. Amen. And we just got back from Jacksonville and a holy convocation. What a wonderful time. What a refreshing it was.
Oh, refreshing, revitalizing.
My God, my
God. The anointing and the power of God was there in that place.
Was.
I mean, if you're talking about a saturation.
Listen, yes.
Apostle, I don't know about you, but I've just been so happy and so revived all week. I've just been sharing the word with everybody I come in contact with.
Amen.
Just letting them know how good God is and he's just an awesome, powerful God. It's something to be in the midst and just watch the move of God when people are being healed.
Yes.
People come in on walkers and leaving.
Amen.
Out walking without a walker.
Come on, somebody.
You know, and it's good to see people's lives change.
Yes, yes.
You know, homosexuals giving their life to God.
Yeah,
so
come on.
This lets me know that the word of God can convict somebody's heart to bring about change in their life. But we have to want it.
You have to want it. Amen. It was such a wonderful time from the
it
time
was
we
just
got
beautiful.
There. Praise and worship. And our young ladies, they danced and they brought the house down. And my God, we got some good preaching and we just had a wonderful time. EOM is the name of the organization, Adventist Outreach Ministry, that we are now all part of. And it's a good organization that they're about doing things. And they are in 180 countries. Amen. And we got a chance to meet some of the pastors over in India. And now you talking about a story and somebody that was praising God through all that persecution that they was going through. They're still
going
lifting
through.
Up the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Losing their lives and getting their homes burned. And we can't come to church for 45 minutes.
Walking 4 hours.
Come on,
oh,
now.
Oh, my God.
Walking 4 hours just to hear the word of God. Oh. And we got cars, and we still can't come to church. And this United States of America, there's something that's wrong in the body of Christ. And I preached that Thursday night, and God gave me a vision about this spirit that is running rampant into the body of Christ. He didn't give me the whole world, but it was in the body of Christ. And I say, Lord, why are you showing me this spirit? What do you want me? Lord, give me the revelation of that spirit. And God said, it's time for us leaders to start standing up and speaking the truth about what has been wrong in the body of Christ. There's so much sin into the house of God. There's so much discord into the house of God. There's no order no more in the house of God. And God said, I'm looking for some John the Baptist. So begin to be cry out in the wilderness. And we need to start standing up and crying against the stuff that's in the house of God. How can we get those in the world to come into the house when the house is not in order?
Say it again, Apostle.
Oh, my God, my True God, word. My God. And we need to understand why Satan and his demon have been so successful dominating the human race for years. And we know that Jesus' ministry showed us that God had sent him to deliver man from all forms of demonic attacks. In Jesus' time, you got to understand, in Jesus' time, demons were successful in existing inside the mind and body of individuals. My God, if you go to Matthew's, chapter 4 and verse 23, and it says that Jesus went about Galilee, teaching in their synagogue, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all manner of sin, all manner of diseases among the people. And verse 24 says, and his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that was taken with divers diseases and torment, and those were possessed with devils, and those that was lunatics, and those that had palsy, and he healed them. And if you go to Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14, it says, for so much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that has the power of death, and that is the devil, and deliver them who through the fear of death with all their lifetime subject to bondage. My God, may God. We need to understand that demons have the ability to bring about many forms of sickness and diseases. And we know that mind was subject to evil torment for many kinds of fear. Now, Jesus showed us, yes, he did, the power, yes, he did, and that was given unto him by God over all unclean spirits and over all manner of sickness of the flesh. We know that Satan is a spirit, and he was an angel in heaven, and his created name was Lucifer. But once he abided in the life and the truth of God, but when he sinned against God, yes, he did, he was cursed, cast out of heaven, and given the name Satan. And all the angels that was united with them also was cast out, are now called demons. My God.
So that let us know that demons do exist.
Yes, they do.
For some of you that think they're not real, they real. Are real. They control us. The people, some people that we hang around, they're transferable.
Yes.
They're transferable through your mind, because our mind is the filter. It filters out what comes in, yes, and what goes, yes, out. Yes. So if my mind is not strong enough to handle what someone projects on me, then I'm going to take it in.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that spirit jumps on me and begin to do what? Mm. Have its way in my mind, play tricks. He's deceitful.
Yes.
He torments us.
And we know that somebody being tormented right now.
Somebody's mind is being tormented out there today because of who you are with, or who you are associating yourself with.
Yes.
Witchcraft is real.
Yes, demons. So when man changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into a image made like the corruptible man, this is what happened. If we look at Romans chapter 1 and start with verse number 24, it says, "Wherefore God also gave them up to an uncleanness through the lusts of their own heart, to dishonor their own body between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, worship and serve the Creator more than the creation, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto a vile affection. For even their women, the woman, did change the nature used into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the nature use of a woman, burn in the lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves the recompense of their error which was met. And even as they did not like to retain God and their knowledge, God gave them over to a rebated mind to do these things which are not conventional, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, malice, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malice, and whisper. This is what happened when they began, when we took God and left God out of everything that we do. We tried to change the image of God to like man. So now we come into this thing that's running rampant in the body of Christ. And one that I know is lasciviousness. And that is a demon. And the lasciviousness is all lust and sexual form of perverseness. It loses the reason to abide one desire and cause one to venture into all forms of lustful desire. Demon is running wild into the body of Christ.
Well, one thing about it is, when you allow anything to come up into the house of God,
yes,
men, pastors, preaching the word of God, and they have homosexual tendencies,
yes,
and you can't reprimand the congregation because of your act.
Yes.
You won't preach on the act.
No, come on now.
So how can a person be convicted if you, as a pastor, not preaching on the subject of homosexuality in the pulpit, spreading rampant? Now you have two men pastors. Instead of the first lady, they call him the first man.
Yeah.
I've never heard such stupidness in my life.
Come on, Apostle.
People need to get real. Your eyes need to open up.
Yes.
The word of God say, try the spirit by the spirit. How can you try the spirit if your spirit is not right?
Yes.
Or you allow anything to go on in the house of God? Things need to change. If we say that we are, we are a man and woman of God, then somebody got to stand up for the truth.
Yes, somebody need to stand for the truth.
And stop allowing this foolishness to go on.
Yes.
If you're going to sit there and allow a homosexual preacher preach to you, you're just as guilty as him.
Yes.
Even though you may not have those tendencies, you just come for the word of God.
Yes.
No, somebody got to stand up and say you're wrong.
Yes. And not only that, But we are speaking against all manner of sins.
All manner.
It don't matter what kind of, which situation it is, but if you are in sin, it's time for the body of Christ to stop being quiet. We need to stand up and we need to begin to speak the word of God. We need to begin to cry out, repent, 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 repent. Because that's all the Bible talking. That's what Jesus preached. Repent, repent. John the Baptist preached repent, repent, and be saved. So we got to be able to have a change of heart. All manner of sin. It's time for the body. It's time for the leaders. It's time for us to stand up and not allow these things to come into church. Because there's no respect of a person. And nowadays, people does not respect the pastor of a church. Because now they're trying to group all of us in the same category. They try to put us all in the same barrel, but we are all are not alike. So we got to understand that this demon leftiness comes in, and what it does is influence the mind. It takes control.
And it causes us to compromise.
Yes, it causes us to compromise. And it makes us think that we are not who we say we are.
Exactly.
And it began to speak to us in such a way that it makes us feel like we are not up to par. It brings down our self-esteem to a point to where we allow anything to go in. It comes in and begin to speak to you and have you to try and go out and venture with other things that's against God's word. And God made man and woman together.
Apostle, it's not so much, you know, that we are so much against, you know, what people are, the sin. People think that, you know, we preach against the sin. God said he hates the sin.
Yes, he does.
We can change.
Yes.
If we want to.
Yes.
But your heart has to, there's something that happened that allows people to hold on to their past issues, mm-hmm. which causes them to connect with other people with different desires other than the Christian, because a lot of people have been born and raised up in Christian families that yes. have turned astray.
Yes.
To the nature of what the opposite of what they were brought up in, and they are reaching or they are looking for somebody to come by and give them a true word or an understanding word that will understand them and where they are. We got to learn how to meet people where they are.
Yes.
You can sin, or you can be who you are, but I got to know how to reach you.
Yes. And what we are advocating is that we love the person, but we need to try to help you get free from what you are up under.
From the bondage of sin.
From that bondage. Because what you need to understand is your primary goal of Satan is to have you spiritually dead. They want you to die in your sin. They want to live in you long enough to have enough influence over you so that you can agree to that sinful lifestyle that you're living.
That you're living.
So what they want to do, so they want to possess you as long as they can, and they want to influence you to keep living so that you can
it's
die
okay
in your sin.
In sin, because Satan want to take as many souls
many
to hell and to burn in that lake of everlasting
lake of fire.
Along with him. He don't want to be down there by himself.
No, he don't. Because then the Bible says that hell is expanding its territory.
Daily.
It's daily. So we need to begin to speak the truth and begin to speak the word of God. Then let the word of God change somebody's life. Because what changed my life? Yes, now let's get it clear now. Me and my wife, we were sinners before we came to Christ. We were sinners. So now I wasn't born saved. Matter of fact, the Bible said we all was born in iniquity and shaped in sin. So, but yet, when I was spiritually dead, and somebody preached the word of God to me, and guess what? My eyes came open unto the truth. And once my eyes came open, and I came into the knowledge that I was spiritually dead, then I needed to change the way that I was living. I needed to change that sinful lifestyle that I was in. So then when I received the word of God, when I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, when I believe that he died for my sins and know that he raised on the third day, and when I begin to confess and believe in my heart, now that I'm free. See, somebody need to be free. Yes, we love you, but we want you to be free from being under the bondage of sin, whatever lifestyle that you're living, whether you're fornicating, adulterer, a backbiter, a whisperer, or whatever the case may be. You need to be free in Jesus Christ.
Romans 8, chapter 8 says, there is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
None.
Who walk not after the flesh.
Come on now.
But after the Spirit.
You got to walk after the Spirit.
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Made you free.
For what the law could do, could not do, in that was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
He condemned sin. There is no condemnation in Jesus Christ. We walk not after the flesh, but we walk after the Spirit of God. Come on, somebody. We're trying to help somebody
today. There's life in the Spirit.
There's life in Jesus Christ.
It feels good to be free and not in bondage.
Yes, it is.
My mind free to think. To be clearly, to go deep into the Word of God, and I'm alive.
Yes,
I'm not held captive.
Yes,
in my mind anymore. And there's some people that, you know, sickness is in the mind.
Yes, it is.
We go through depression.
Yes, in the mind.
We're dealing with what did you say here?
Lasciviousness. The demon of lasciviousness.
The demon of lasciviousness.
The lust of your desire.
You said something here earlier. I want to go back to your notes. A lunatic.
Yes.
Crazies. Why do you think people kill?
Yes. Because they've been influenced.
Because that spirit tells them to do all kind of crazy stuff.
Yes.
Because they have opened up a tunnel or an opening so that the enemy can infiltrate the mind.
Yes. Yes. Unclean spirits invade our mind. And what we need to understand, there is a battlefield that's going on. There's a battle for your mind. And the way I look at this, God wants your mind and Satan wants your mind. So that's where the battle is. It's on the inside of your mind. And the Bible says that our spiritual warfare is not with flesh and blood. Principalities, wickedness and darkness is what we fight against.
That's right.
My spiritual battle is not with you, my sisters and brother, but it was that I cannot see. That spirit that have control over us. Yes, maybe.
I think we need to pray for someone that's out there listening in radio land this morning. Father God, we pray for someone that is battling with the forces of darkness in their mind.
Yes, Lord.
That is being tormented.
Yes, Lord.
That is seeking and crying out for help this morning.
Yes.
Father, we pray that you touch their minds.
Touch them, Lord.
Touch their hearts.
Touch their hearts,
to
Lord.
Come to you.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray that you send an angel by a ministering angel.
Send the word,
just
Lord.
To minister to their
yes,
to
Lord.
Their mind, to whatever need that they
yes,
may
Lord.
Have,
send
whatever
the word,
problem
send the word.
That they have no control over. Father, you are over all things.
Yes, Lord.
And we just want to pray that you just lift that spirit
word,
up off
Lord.
Of them. Send the word. Touch.
Send the word, Lord.
Touch
him, Lord.
Somebody
touch
this
him,
morning that is battling.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Want to be free
want
this
to be
morning.
Free, Lord.
Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus
in
that you set
Jesus.
Our captives free.
Help them, Lord. Help them, Lord, in such a way.
The lost
God.
Allow them to be found
mind,
in the word of
mind,
Christ.
Their mind, their God. Free their mind,
we
their
thank
God.
You, God.
Free their heart, dear God. Lord, they may be confused, dear God. They may be battling with lust, dear God. They may be battling with diseases. They may be battling with whatever, Lord. But, Lord,
whatever sickness
Lord, send
there
your
is,
spirit
God.
In this. Have your way, dear God. God, let them know, God, that in Jesus Christ, dear God, that they receive and accept Jesus Christ, Lord, they can be free, dear God. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Yes, yes. We got to take back. You know, I hear people all the time say, I need to go back into my enemy camp. But how can you go when your mind ain't right? How can you battle when you ain't set right? How can you do when you know you're not right? But your mind got to be right. You got to be stayed on with Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we're here. Call me 561-718-23 at the radio program. And if you want to some prayer, we'll be glad to pray with you. I agree with you. No matter what you're going through, that I know God can change. I know God can do whatever needs to be done. If you accept, open up, and let God have his way. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, you got to just tell the devil, no, I'm no longer bound. I'm serving Jesus. I want to be free.
Yes.
Free in my mind, free in my heart, free to worship.
That's right. Resist. That's what the Bible said.
Resist
and the devil will flee. We need some resistance this morning. We need somebody to stand up, say, I refuse to let the enemy have his way. We need somebody to stand up and cry loud and repent and give your heart to God. Say, I'm sick and tired of the situation that I am.
Yes.
I'm tired of it right now. Satan, you cannot have your way. You will not have your way. You got to stand up to that bully and let him know that he have no power over you, but you have the power because God has given us all the power.
And if you're going to be a lunatic
for
Jesus.
I'm a lunatic.
I'm
Amen.
A lunatic for Jesus. People say every time you should go again, talking that Jesus stuff.
I know that's right.
I want Jesus to be contagious.
That's right.
I want you to catch on to this thing.
Yeah.
Because this thing is just right. It just feels so good.
So good.
I want you to feel how I feel.
Amen.
Because I'm happy.
I'm always happy.
I'm free. I'm not in bondage. Happy. I'm not, my mind is not in chains.
Amen. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker,
and
along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and we are from First Church Fivefold Fellowship. We're located at 2865 Brighton Street, 34953. You can call me at 561-718-2361. Morning service is starting in the morning at 10 o'clock for Sunday school, and our morning service starts at 11. Here we go. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be blessed and take control over your life.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.